She mentioned your name already, and you're sitting there in the hot sun. Go ahead and stand up, because I want to introduce Mr. Bill Beckett. He's our program director at WUFT-FM in Gainesville. And Bill is responsible for so much folk recording. But on this particular documentary, we were in it together recording the sounds and interviews and music that tells the story of Apalachicola. And this festival is the most appropriate place that I can think, you know, I can't think of a better place than the Florida Folk Festival to talk about the Apalachicola Due in Time documentary. And I'm going to save a little bit about why I say that for the middle of the show. But we have four musicians who are going to come up and bring a plethora of musicians and singer-songwriters up here to sing along with them. And they include Ken and Lee Skeens, Dale Kreider, Mike Jurgensen, and Jeannie Fitchin, who is the state's Heritage Award winner this year. So I am so honored. You might say, well, you know, what does this documentary have to do with the Folk Festival? Well, Apalachicola is a little community, seafood community, just west of here between Panama City and Tallahassee. And it just happens to be in the middle of a fight for its life. It's one of the last seafood industries left in Florida. And what you may not know is that half the seafood in the United States, half of the seafood, comes from the Gulf of Mexico. And all of those shrimp and scallops and crabs and finfish, they spend their early years in estuaries in Apalachicola Bay. And so the flow of the river, the quality and the quantity of the river flow is so important, or we'll lose that bay and then we'll lose our seafood industry. And Atlanta needs the water too up there for drinking water, and Alabama needs the water for hydropower, and Apalachicola needs it for the seafood industry. So to tell the story of the Tri-State Water War, which is currently still going on, we decided to tell the story through a little sound portrait with interviews with the people in the town. And through the whole thing, Bill, shake your head yes, it's true, isn't it? We heard music of the rivers through the whole documentary. And all of these people here belong here because the music they wrote about Florida was just fit like a glove. And when we went up to receive this award, what they talked about was that the documentary was informative, but it was also entertaining. And that doesn't happen much in a news documentary where you hear that. So I'd like to ask Ken and Lee Skeens to please come to the front stage. Ken and Lee are from Central Florida, and Ken has long been associated with the Will McLean Folk Festival. And it was a contest winner there, the first, second, third place in one of the first years of the contest. And Ken's song, Old Florida River, could speak for any river in Florida. It's one of the most beautiful river songs I've ever heard. Lee Goldsmith sings beautiful harmony, and Dan Leach is going to be joining them on mandolin. And take it from me, Old Florida River is going to be a song that you're going to want to remember and pass on. So, Ken, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna. Thank all of you for being here. It's an honor and a pleasure to share a part of this program. We're just going to get right into it. This is Old Florida River. I guess no monitors. Okay. Technical difficulties. Hang on. You see a direct. You hear the guitar? You can hear it okay? Can you hear the guitar?
I'd like to hear a little more of your guitar. I hear a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have a direct?
Yeah.
Plug in.
Yeah. Okay. Tall cypress grows. She holds faster secrets. Nobody. Nobody knows. Run quiet, dark water. Carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever. Won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you see. Make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Hold you, old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. Oh, you rolling old river, moving soul of the land. Bless us with your water. Bring life to the sand. Take me to still water where the otters still play. Rolling old river, won't you take me away? Oh, you old Florida River, make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Hold you, old Florida River, running down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. Sacred, ever clear and serene. May we hold you as holy, ever keep you pristine. Oh, there's a slow flowing river where the tall cypress grows. She holds fast her secrets. Nobody knows. Quiet, dark water, carry me with your song. Roll on, roll forever, won't you take me along? Oh, you old Florida River, ever more than you see. Make me one with your spirit. Let me glide on your dream. Hold you, old Florida River, rolling down to the sea. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild and free. Roll on, roll forever. May you run wild.
Thank you so much. Ken Skeens, Lee Goldsmith, and Dan Leach with Old Florida River. I am so honored to bring out the next musician who participated in our documentary, Apalachicola Doin' Time. And although this song isn't exactly a river song, it was so appropriate. Because, how many of you ever been to, have you been to Apalachicola? A lot. If you went there more than 20 or 30 years ago and then went maybe, you know, just recently, you would have noticed a lot of changes to this community. A lot of development is coming. You can go to St. George Island now and there's skinny mini condos along the beach. And there's a lot more development. People go and they fall in love with this old forgotten Florida town and are moving in. And when we went there to interview the people of the town, what they kept telling us was, changes are coming. This town's changing. Changes are coming. And Bill Beckett and myself, we automatically just started to think, Changes in the Wind, what an appropriate song. Jeannie Fitchin's song, Changes in the Wind, just has to be there. And before I forget to say it, Jeannie is this year's, I think I did mention it, but it's worth mentioning again. Jeannie
Absolutely.
Fitchin is the 2001 Heritage Award winner. And I think she deserves a great round of applause for that.
Thank you.
And it's because through her music, she has been doing so much for the state of Florida. And this song is just totally an example of that. And as well, her song, Changes in the Wind, was on a CD that was nominated in the first round of the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards. How many of you knew that? And so she is really putting Florida on the map. We are so honored to have her. And so she has brought up her friends to join her on a beautiful song that describes what's happening all over Florida, particularly Apalachicola, Changes in the Wind.
Thank you. And joining me are my friends Allie Smith, Jim Bickerstaff, Amy Carroll Webb, Marianne Donella, Sharon Jameson.
Sandra.
Excuse me. I know your name.
I do know. I know
Sandra Jameson, my husband Ned Fitchin, and Sharon Nauman. Is that it? That's it. Okay. All right. We all know that overpopulation is the greatest environmental problem facing the world today, and we are the only species with the power to change our natural world. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. In the wind. Come on, come all, and hear the call. There are changes. How many people is too many? As we reach 6 billion strong, pull your head up from the sand. The choice is in the hand of every woman, child, and man. There are changes in the wind. There are changes. Changes in the wind. There is no graver premonition than a world that's run out of room. 12 years more of control would add a billion to the fold and greater burdens upon the land. There are changes. Changes in the wind, come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. The world will see discord, drought, and famine as our natural disappear. And if the human masses, the earth's fulfillment passes to a wasteland wild of sand. There are changes in the wind. There are changes in the wind. In the wind. Come one, come all, and hear the call. There are changes in the wind. When it leads to procreation, there's too much population in this world of ours. No
no more copulation when it leads to procreation. There's too much population in this world of ours. No more copulation when it leads to procreation. There's too much population in this world of ours. No more copulation when it leads to procreation. There's too much population in this world of ours.
There are changes.
No more
population. Gonna be some changes. Let's make some changes.
There's too much population in this world of ours.
It's gotta be some changes.
No more.
Let's make some changes. Gonna be some changes.
There's too much population in this world of ours.
In the wind. That's from Jeannie's Road CD, which I'm sure has got to be in the Friends of Florida Folk booth. You know, I mentioned Changes in the Wind wasn't exactly a river song, but it best described this river song of any songs I could think of about what's happening there. We picked another couple of songs from the next singer-songwriter, Mr. Mike Jurgensen, we're going from Florida's East Coast now to Florida's West Coast. Mike Jurgensen wrote a song that I told him I had to use it, because when you're telling a sound portrait of about a little town, you have to tell it through the people's eyes. And one of the persons that we met while doing this documentary at that time was 96 years old. He's now 97 years old. And when we met him, you could just see the whole history of Florida and this little town unfold. He was big in the Tupelo honey business. He sold ice to the oystermen, owned a lot of businesses. But what touches the most about Homer Marx from Apalachicola, the old Florida, was the love he had for this woman in Apalachicola. Her name was Margaret, and she was 17 years old when she died on the first day of school when Homer was 21. So that's over 70 years ago that she died. But every day, Homer Marx goes to the cemetery. Everyone in the town knows this. He goes to the cemetery to check on her tombstone and make sure that it looks good, and he puts flowers there. And, you know, he represents a part of the old Florida. And so if we're going to tell this town story, we had to have that song. And Mike Jurgensen wrote a song called Margaret, which you're going to hear. And also, the second song we chose for the documentary was a song he wrote that won the song contest at the Will McLean Folk Festival. It's a river song. And its music drifts along this river. So please welcome Mike Jurgensen, Pete Hennings, and Dan Leach.
Thank you.
Sits out on the front porch most every afternoon. The autumn chill is welcome. The winter's coming soon. He rocks slowly in his wheelchair and hums old Gershwin tunes. So they come and take him gently and take him back up to his room. Scenes repeated daily, always the same routine. While others sit close by him, they're lost in their own dreams. The visitors come rarely, with boredom in between. So he slips away a little more each day to where he's been. We were young all our lives, and we lived every day. When we danced, my sweet Margaret, every head turned our way. Every night when I held you, our cares slipped away. Oh, I miss you, sweet Margaret, but I'm with you today. the early years they struggled, trusted God would make things right. They could laugh through all the troubles, cause they held each other tight. And they danced most every evening by the fire's dwindling light. It's been 2 years since she left him on a cold winter night. We were young all our lives, and we lived every day. And we danced, my sweet Margaret, every head turned our way. Every night when I held you, our cares slipped away. Oh, I miss you, sweet Margaret, with you today. Stay with me always, sweet Margaret, I pray. And we'll dance neath the moonlight till night fades away. And we'll never be lonely, sweet Margaret, please stay. Two lifelong lovers parted, now he lives in memory. On the stone hearth, there's a laughter in the breeze. Autumn nights like this were favorites. He smiles because he sees that she's right there on the front porch, waiting just out of his reach. We were young all our lives, and we lived every day. When we danced, my sweet Margaret, every head turned our way. Every night when I held you, our cares slipped away. Oh, I miss you, sweet Margaret, but I'm with you today. Oh, I miss you, sweet Margaret.
Thank you. This next song, actually, I wrote it with the Suwannee River in mind initially, but for Donna's project there, Donna and Bill at WFT, I changed the lyrics around just a little bit. It's called Music Drifts Along This River. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver strings. And we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola never sings. Campfires burning bright this evening, smiling faces, lilting voices joined in harmony. And each circle a reunion, each one different, each one shared. Together they will lead this tapestry. Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver strings. And we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. and these songs will travel with us, tell our history, dream our future, links to form a chain. And we're joined here by this river, ever flowing, always changing, yet constant as the wind and the rain. And music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver strings. And we'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. Tells our stories, and it tells us stories too. We are all its tributaries, blending old songs and new. Music drifts along this river, drawn along on moonlight silver streams. We'll play these songs together as the Apalachicola River sings. And they'll play these songs forever as the Apalachicola River sings.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike Jurgensen and friends. And I didn't mention Allie Smith, way on the far right, singing beautiful vocals.
Thank you, man.
And Allie and Pete Hennings are also members of the group Myriad, who are very popular here at the festival, and so we appreciate that. Finally tonight, really the reason we're all here for this River special presentation is because of a song that was written 30 years ago about the Apalachicola River called Apalachicola Doin' Time. But, you know, I want to tell you, the story goes back farther than that. And that's because this very festival in the 60s, when Will McLean was singing at the old marble stage, the next gentleman coming out to sing, Mr. Dale Kreider, was sitting in the audience like you all are, and he heard this song called Hold Back the Waters that Will was singing. And Dale says it inspired him to write his very first Florida song. He said, I want to do that. And so here, now many years later, as many of you know, Dale has written a plethora of environmental songs and other songs about Florida. And when he worked with the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission through the years, he wrote a lot of songs about various river systems, and one was 30 years ago about the Apalachicola River when they began to put all the various dams up along the river. And so he was worried about that and wrote this song. Here we are 30 years later, and the river is still in the middle of a tri-state water war. It's in a battle for its life. So we've asked Dale and all of the musicians who've been here singing during this presentation to come up and join him for a special rendition of Apalachicola Doin' Time. On bass is Barbara Johnson, Wayne Martin on fiddle, Dennis Devine, and the other musicians who've already been performing during the rest of the presentation. And so please make welcome Mr. Dale Kreider and friends for Apalachicola Doin' Time.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, everybody. This is such an honor. I'm so honored to have all of these fine musicians learn my song and be able to sing such beautiful harmony, and we hope we can do that. Apalachicola Doin' Time. When she leaves the dam at Chattahoochee, winding in a southern flow. Easy on her way, another night or day, she'll finally reach the Gulf of Mexico. Apalachicola River water in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola, live wine. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola, flow and find, Lord. Apalachicola, live in time. Apalachicola, river water in veins of our land. Alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cry to drain the swamplands dry. Apalachicola, let her wine. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola, flow it fine, Lord. Apalachicola, good time. So as we turn the page of natural history, she's winding in a southern flow, nursing in her waves the oysters in the bays. This is just a part of nature's role. Apalachicola, river water veins of our. Alligators in her swampy borders are a part of nature's plan. Give the word to protect her. Call the technical sector. Soften up the cry. Drain the swamp. Apalachicola, never mind. Apalachicola, strong in mind. Apalachicola, flow and find, Lord. Apalachicola, good in time. Apalachicola, doing.
A fabulous title song for a fabulous project, which hopefully will do Florida a whole lot of good, and which has made Florida proud in any case. Dennis, you need to hurry, honey. You're coming back out. Talk about a group that does not need an introduction at the Florida Folk Festival. But they are personal heroes of ours, and I just wanted to kind of put that in there. Let's see. There's Mary Ann. There's Sandra. There's Sharon. And there's Dennis. Can anybody guess? South Wind's coming out. Are you proud? I know you are. And as soon as we can get them set up, I will shut up. I don't hear your applause. And let them do the music. In the meantime, I want to say a name that you will hear a lot of from me tonight. If you don't know why you're hearing that name, it has to do with this coming Christmas evening being the 50th anniversary of a very shameful event in Florida history, and one that we need to work to remember and work to improve on. The name is Harry T. Moore. Can you say it with me? Harry T. Moore. I'm going to let you find out about Harry T. Moore. There are television documentaries about him, radio documentaries. There's a biography called A Man Before His Time. But you all need to know about him. And our friend Stetson Kennedy, who was in charge of the gathering of folk life during the Works Progress Administration here, worked with Zora Neale Hurston and Alan Lomax here in Florida, is still trying to find a way to bring somebody to account for that dreadful Christmas night. But no one ever has yet. It's a sad, sad thing, and we as the citizens of Florida need to remember and need to make sure that it's not repeated. But you're going to have to do your homework, and there is going to be a test at the end of the evening. Ah, Lord, how close are y'all, sweeties? I know what. Do your sound check. Go into your mic and say, Harry T. Moore. And if it comes out to the audience, then we'll know that your vocal mic is okay. Let's all do our sound checks that way tonight. Harry Moore. Yeah, I can't hear the audience's mics at all. Can sound do something about that? I'm telling you what. Because you know what? Y'all are the most important people here. You do realize that. This festival could take place without any one of us. Okay? If we could get over all the wonderful performers and people that we have lost, and this festival go on, we could get over anybody not coming back. But there would be no festival if y'all didn't come back. So applaud yourselves. You deserve it. Especially those of you who hung tough during all that smoke on Friday. I'm telling you what. And how many of you will be right next to me hollering foul if anybody says anything about funding the festival or not funding the festival on the grounds of your attendance was down this year? I said something the other day about an evil bureaucracy. Somebody said, and there is no other kind. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying somebody said it. You ready to say Harry T. Moore into your microphones, ladies?
Harry T. Moore.
Ooh.
They don't have any cords to them. I guess they're hooked up.
Harry T. Moore works for me.
Welcome to the 21st century, Sandra. Yeah. Harry T. Moore.
South
Harry
Wind.
Harry T. Moore.
South Wind. The South Wind is blowing tonight. If you're warm, it'll cool you. If you're hot, it will refresh you. If you're tired, it will strengthen you. Pretty soon you'll be able to look up at that pretty blue sky
and see it black and bright with stars. And you'll remember that South Wind sang here tonight. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. All I want my sugar to do is to make $5 and to give me two. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe's good to me. She makes $5, she can keep three. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. How much money she has brought in. Sugar babe, it's all over now. If she don't do better than she did last time, I'm gonna whoop that woman till she gets in line. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Sugar babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now. Babe, what's the matter with you? You don't love me like you used to do. Sugar babe, it's all over now.
To wind three different mining songs together, and it's kind of a trilogy on the sing. Let's see if you like it. Mm-hmm.
leaving you behind. I've been a coal miner all of my life, laying down track in the hole. Got a back like an ironwood bent by the wind. Blood veins blue as the coal.
Blood veins
blue as the coal. The number 9 coal. Little more and I'll be dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. It's running down this new road, looking for a job, traveling and looking I hate. Traveling and looking in the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the shadow of the Cumberland Mine. Sun or sky, a land that never saw sun or sky. Oh, in the town of Spring Hill, you don't rest easy. Off in the earth, she'll tremble and roll. When the earth gets restless, miners die. For blood and bone, they're the price of coal. Blood and bone is the price of coal. Said that's the mark of the number 9 coal. Little more and I'll be dead. I love the rumble and I love the dark. I love the cool of the sleigh. It's running down this new road, looking for a job, traveling and looking I hate. Traveling and looking I hate.
Stood for the union, walked in their line.
16 the tons and another day over and a different
man. Some people say a man's made of muscle and blood.
Well, I've got no home and I've got no job. Just got a heart and soul and a blue tattoo on the side of my head.
I owe my soul to the company store. Oh, my soul.
Get a little more bass vocal on it, Monica. You can't hear it.
I wonder how much water has been drunk on this campground this weekend.
Thank you.
stage. I don't know where it's coming from. If you could fix it, I'd be forever grateful. But if you can't, it's all right. I tell you, the sound people are the unsung heroes of this festival. They do a wonderful job and put up with us temperamental, fidgety musicians. They do a wonderful job.
Give it just a little vocal on the monitor. We can't hear her. Say something, Sandra.
Say
something.
Checking.
A little more.
Testing,
more
than testing. That.
Harry T. Potter is a fabulous character.
Who Moved My Cheese is a good book.
The Poisonwood Bible is even better.
Hello. It might be this one that's a little bit too hot.
Especially Wayne Martin for joining us again. He is a fiddle player perfection.
Don Grooms used to always sing this song, and we did enjoy it so with him. It's called Birmingham Bell.
Well, the first time that I saw her, she was asking me for a ride. She said, with a grin, try anything, friend, I'll take away your masculine pride. Cause I grew up hard and early, equal to any man. A little trick I picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. And she said,
don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham.
Well, we drove around this country, she told me about her life. Said she'd want no man's money, didn't want to be no man's wife. Just to walk barefoot in the country, doing the best you can. A little trick she picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. And she said,
don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham.
Well, the next time that I saw her, she had her own house and land that she won in a high-stakes poker game from a Louisiana gambling man. Said she'd set me up in business with the 80-20 plan. A little trick she picked up while growing up tough on the backside of Birmingham. And she said,
don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham.
Well, I said, thank you for your offer, but stick it in your ear. I won't accept your offer, but I will buy you a beer. Cause I know what you are doing, I understand your kind. A little trick I picked up while growing up tough on the hills of Caroline. And she said,
don't you call me no Southern Belle, cause that ain't what I am. I'm a well-known street fighter from the backside of Birmingham. Yeah, I'm a well-known street fighter from Birmingham.
Thank you all. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Coming up next, you've heard her here before, and you're going to be glad to hear her here again. Nancy Moore and her band. You may have met her for the first time when she came up here and was introduced to us by Tom T. Hall, with whom she records. On the other hand, if you're from MedArt, you might have known her for a long, long time. She started singing and performing when she was about 4 years old, first in church, like many people. And since then, she's kind of gone high and wide from there. She's been a big hit at, I'm sorry, my hearing. With her bluegrass recording Local Flowers, and she's been up in Virginia where the Carter family people just loved her to death. She's got a small version of her band here tonight, but it's a real good version. And I know that from the Carter family fold to the IBMA Fan Fest, she's giving a lot of people a lot of enjoyment, and I know she's going to give it to you tonight. And I hope that all of you are having a good evening. Are you? I don't know if there's any place else any of you would rather be, but there's no other place I'd rather be. And I don't know how much I'd respect somebody that would rather be somewhere else. I mean, now don't get me wrong, I'd as soon be up the hill having a cup of coffee and listening, but there's no place other than this festival at this park in White Springs, Florida, that I ever want to be on this weekend. And I'm sure most of you feel the same. Now, they say this feller is a flat-picking champion. I wonder why they say that. Anybody got a clue? Yeah, sounds like he can. Yep. He could when he was a little bitty boy, too. Us old folks remember such things. And I know you're going to enjoy this tonight. You ready? You set?
Check. Mic check.
Check 1, 2.
check, check.
Could you have this guitar mic up here, please, sound a little more like Tony Rice? It ain't working, I don't know.
No need at all, I guarantee it. They're giving a lot of respect to the bass player. That's an unusual thing, and I commend it highly. For some odd reason. And I would imagine they've even told him what songs they're going to play in what key before they even got out here.
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're consistent. Y'all ready? Willing? Able? Let's go. The Nancy Moore Band.
It's good to be here. Thank you. We're having a great time, and this is our third time being over here, and we love it. This is the best place to play, and I love looking out and seeing all y'all out there. It's great. Thank y'all for being here, taking time out of your lives to come out and see us. We appreciate it. How are y'all doing? Good to see you. I love these people. They come to every show we do. It's good to see y'all. Give them a hand.
That's your folks, Nancy. What do you expect?
We're not related, I promise. The family's back in this corner. We're going to do a song now for you called Old Fashioned Love.
One, two, three.
Got that old fashioned love in my heart. And there it will always remain. Like an ivy clinging by, clinging closer all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, folks. Mr. Salmon, we got a ring coming up on our monitors up here. I think it's on the vocal mics.
We're going to do a song now for you called Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. And I grew up in a Southern Baptist church, so I believe in God. And I... Amen. And with it being Sunday and all, it's been a beautiful day, and I thank Him for it. I thank Him for a beautiful day with no rain and a great place to play. This is Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good.
You know, I had a preacher last night, as a Methodist preacher, plays guitar here this weekend. I had him tell me last night that the Baptists are going to get to heaven first. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
So the dead in Christ shall rise first.
That's bad.
I'm Baptist. I'm sorry.
Oh, and you talk about my jokes.
Jeez.
Everybody to you. On the bass, you've probably seen him playing with a lot of other people here this weekend. He's from Tallahassee, Florida. He's been with me from the beginning. Awesome bass player, Mr. Mike Snelling. Give him a hand. Glad to have him with us. And on the guitar, the 1997 National Flat Picking Champion, Mr. Alan Shad from Stark, Florida.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And Alan won that contest in 97, and if y'all know anything about that, it's a stiff competition. It's the best of the best in the whole country, and I think it's quite an honor to be playing with somebody who...
Man, you're making me nervous now.
No pressure. He's going to play a song that he used in part of that competition, and I'm going to come in and sing a little bit on the end of it. This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and he's got it on CD if y'all want to pick up a copy.
Up in a tent.
Sure do.
I'll say real quick, see a lot of friends here this weekend. I hadn't seen some of them in quite some time. And back when I was about 13, 14 years old, talking about going to Winfield for the first time, there was a gentleman was going to make the trip with us, and as it turns out, he wasn't able to. Some things came up at the last minute, but... Mr. Dan Payton, I saw him sitting out there a while ago. I'm not sure where he just walked off to. Probably to the bathroom. About right. But anyway, this will go out to Dan.
Some more.
Thank you. Love doing that one. When I was little, I used to have dreams about being on the Mickey Mouse Club, so I just pretend. We're going to do
that's
one.
That's too easy. I'd go somewhere with that.
Shut up. We're going to do one now called...
What are we doing?
You Win Again.
Okay.
This would be a good time for a joke. You want me to tell one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
G, right? I mean B. One, two, three. You had no
much. Appreciate that. We're going to do one for you now called The Tennessee Waltz. A new version. Crowd. It's just, it's like a, I was trying to think of a good analogy. It's very energizing. Appreciate y'all being out there. I'm going to do one now called Taylor County Jail. I hope none of y'all have spent any time there. If your loved ones are there, we'll send this one out to them. This is Taylor County Jail.
Somebody's still laughing. He must have relatives.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Been one. This is to you, brother. One, two, three.
He was driving up through Perry on a February morning, on his way to spend a few days with me in St. Augustine. When the police pulled him over on the shoulder, was a Florida state trooper dressed up like a big Marine. He didn't have the papers for the truck that he was driving, and he didn't have the license that they took in Tennessee. The bad news is that prison separates the hers and hisses, and he sits there contemplating all the places we could be. Now he's sitting in the Taylor County Jail, where he gets his education, and it's where he gets his mail. He's a stoolie, he's a pigeon, he's got all kinds of religion. He'd do anything to get out of the Taylor County Jail. Well, of course, they didn't know him, so they asked him what his name was. Told him he was Jimmy Bowen from up there in Tennessee. Well, he don't know no Jimmy Bowen, never heard of Jimmy Bowen. But he said, I bet he's got a better alibi than me. He got to looking at some pictures in a magazine he borrowed. Pretty women without clothes, it made him want to leave the place. He slipped away into the swamp, he must have climbed 100 fences, and he wound up near Lake City, over by the interstate. state. Well, he called me from a payphone. He said, nothing's gonna stop me. As he walked down on the road, he thought his thumb would take him far. Saw the car slow down and stop, and he went running to get in it. Was a Florida state trooper in an unmarked car. Now he's back there in the Taylor County Jail, where he gets his education is where he gets his mail. He's a stoolie, he's a pigeon, he's got all kinds of religion. He'd do anything to get out of the Taylor County Jail.
Thank you very much. I was very fortunate about 5 years ago to meet Tom T. Hall and his wife, Miss Dixie, and they took a liking to me, lucky for me. Really good friendship formed out of that, and a great musical relationship formed out of that. Got to make a record back in 99, and it came out on Pine Castle Records, and I'm very, very proud of that. And you can go to pinecastle.com if you've got internet access and see where we're going to be and buy a record or two. Appreciate that. See what's going on. This next one we're going to do, it was written by Tom T. a long time ago. Flat and Scruggs recorded it, and I took a liking to it, and we're going to put it on the next record. So this is called Only the Wind. She would sit by her window and gaze out down the road where her children had gone. One by one they went seeking their fortune and left their old mother alone. Sometimes late at night she would call me. Girl, did I hear a knock on the door? Well, I would say it is only the windmill, just as I had told her before. Well, it was children were not at the door. It was only the wind, restless wind and nothing more. Talk of her children, her sons and her daughters so fair. She would say they were much like the wild wind. They sometimes neglected care. One night I heard somebody knocking. What I saw as I went to the door, she was there in her chair by the window. Her eyes closed in rest evermore. But it was only the wind. Her children were not at the door. It was only the wind, restless wind and nothing more. Man, this has been fun. When something's good, it just goes by too fast, and we are having too much fun. Ooh, that kind of sounded like I was bragging on ourselves, didn't it? I didn't mean it that way. Wow, I didn't mean it that way. We're having a good time. Anyway, we got one more to do for you, and I want to thank every one of y'all for coming out, because it just wouldn't be the same if there weren't any people out there. We'd probably still have a good time, but it's just way better with y'all out there. I want to thank our families and everybody that came out, and the sound guys and the light guys and everybody. Mike Snelling, Alan Shad, I'm Nancy Moore. We're part of Nashville Highway. And we're going to do one more for you. This is called Smoky Mountain Man. Thank y'all very much for being here.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3.
I searched around this land to find the kind of man I want to make sweet love with me. Now at last I found him and we settled down up in the hills of Tennessee. He likes his rabbit fried eggs on the sunny side. He won't eat biscuits from a can. He don't watch TV. He reaches for me. I love my Smoky Mountain man. Alan Shad on the guitar, y'all. Outside, his candle's what he wears is clean. He helps me bring it in. I stand up tall and grin. I wouldn't have a wash machine. Well, I never thought I'd own a custom-built log home. And mansions don't figure in our plans. I wouldn't change a thing. I'm proud to wear his ring. I love my Smoky Mountain man.
Nancy Moore.
Thank you. Thank y'all.
We're trapped. We're trapped. It just don't get any better than that, does it? I got a slop jar message here that fortunately never made it to the slop jar because I can't bend over very well. It says, thanks for a great, crazy weekend. Who agrees? Now, I'm not going to say craziness, but for some high jollity, please welcome back to this stage a wonderful storyteller known and loved to y'all, Chuck Larkin.
That's too high. Can I get it down a little lower so I don't be popping peas and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, that's good. You hear? This is my body language, in case you want to don't understand what I'm saying. I got a funny role tonight. I'm here with no designated time while they take a while to set up. So if they're really efficient, I'm out of here fast. If not, I may be here for a couple hours. And I'm a traditional storyteller. Hey, Charles, how you doing? I come here mainly because I got a bunch of old friends here I like to visit. But I talk about growing up on a farm as a child, small town. First time I ever came into Florida, and I heard people bellyaching about heat. And I was kind of surprised because I thought it was cool here even in the middle of the summer. But then I brought some technology here that you all didn't have before air conditioning, and that's duck necklaces. Does anybody ever have a duck necklace as a kid before air conditioning? This is typical cultural deprived audience, you know. When I was a child and it get hot in the summertime, I mean where it gets so hot where you'd see the shade creep in underneath a tree to cool off in the middle of the day, that kind of a thing. In fact, when we first crossed Florida in 46, I saw my first old wild Florida scrub cattle, four of them out in the pasture. And they were on their backs. Now, I was raised on a farm, never saw a cow on their back, but those old scrub cows were on their backs kicking their feet. And my daddy slowed the old car down, and what it was so hot out there in the middle of the day, they were giving themselves a milk shower for relief, and the legs kicking like that was causing little cooling air currents. I mean, ain't that utterly fantastic when you think about it? Well, when I got over to St. Pete, where I was being shipped to, and it started to get hot, I went and made me a duck necklace right away. You had to find a pond where there were ducks. You take a little fat back pork, not too big a piece, tie a piece of string about this long, and a stick about like that, and just throw it down by the duck pond. It wasn't a big deal to it, and back away. And the ducks, you know, they're curious. They'd see what you did. They'd come running out, bumping into each other, looking what it was. And one of them would find that fat back, it'd be gone. But they'd be bumping into each other, looking for another feast. So pretty soon, out the other end. And another duck would get it. Give them 5 or 6 minutes, you have a half a dozen ducks on that piece of string. Then you just go down there, untie the wood, tie the ends together, drape it over your neck. And I'll guarantee, from that time until dusk, at least 2 ducks will be flapping their wings and keeping you cool. That's what it was like down here in those days. Now, I was raised on the farm. Every time I get interviewed, I've been doing this for about 30 years now. Every time I get interviewed, they'll say, "Chuck, how did you get started in storytelling?" Mercy, back in the Depression, everybody told stories. But the things that I remember the clearest, any Depression babies here now, gray-haired? A few, not many. You remember those days when you'd eat nothing but whatever the garden produced, like collard greens day after day after day, meal after meal, and you get so bound up? There was no cash money to run into a drugstore and buy laxatives. Your mama would put you on little potty chairs and start telling you ghost stories. Is that all right to say here? Okay. I'm trying to keep this clean now. I'm doing my best. It was, because the other thing was that I had a lot to talk about is that you can't tell it looking at me today, but I was flat out born ugly. Sir, this is not funny. No, this is the serious part of my presentation. My mama told me when I was born, the doctor slapped everybody in the delivery room, turned out the lights, drew the curtains, blindfolded himself, and filled everything, finished up in Braille. Caught up with me? They carried me home first time, and the cat kept trying to cover me up. Where are we at now? 3 minutes? They're fast back here tonight, aren't they? Oh, their old hound dog, he ran out and started eating grass. And, every time I went to school, my parents moved. But they were able to make money off of me. You know, we had no bug terminators in those days. My uncle would rent me. And while my mama would be, my poor mama, after I was born, she started getting morning sickness. And I was 30 years old before she quit looking to see if there was a termination on my birth certificate. It was hard on her. I'll have to admit that. But they did get wealthy because they could carry me through an old barn, and the roaches would take one look at me, creep up on the ceilings, link their little legs together, and make mass suicide leaps. And if you listened, they'd be singing, "Shall we gather at the river?" Farmers loved me. They could carry me through a field, and the crows would start bringing the corn back they stole. How close are we here? 3 more minutes. That 3 keeps going, 3, 3, and 3. Well, okay. What else happened in those days? Not a whole lot. If you ever do birth an ugly baby or know somebody, there's an old country treatment for it. All you got to do is use a little sandpaper for diapers. Nature lets you rough up one end and smooth out the other. That's just the way it all works. So I come out of the thing. Well, I have to wear a little hair on my face just to be on the safe side. We're down to 2 minutes now. My farm was outside of a little town called Pocomoke. Anybody here know where Pocomoke is? It's an old Native American word that means industrial wasteland. And it's L15 on the map if you want to look it up. And it's a small, in fact, if you drove through Pocomoke, 2 wheels would be out in the county. A little small town. And how are we doing now? Keep on going. They're still back here messing around. What else can I say? Well, if you stood on a hill that overlooked Pocomoke, you could overlook Pocomoke.